The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor and assistant,
Pat Devaney. Good morning.
You don't like assistant?
I don't know. Is that an upgrade? I'm not even sure.
Yeah, there'll be a raise in
your
name.
Okay, I'm sure there will.
Okay, we're here every Saturday and Sunday. We discuss different real estate topics. Our Century 21 Quality Service Award-winning office has many experienced realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years. During the week,
feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or if you want to suggest a topic for the show, go right ahead. Or you can give us a phone call at 344-6724.
You can view our listings or search the MLS listings by going to jruddy.com. And don't forget to find us on Facebook. You can follow me on Twitter as well at Jackie Ruddy.
Yeah, and we have videos on the page now. If you want to see what we look like, you can go there and look at all the agents.
All our realtors have a video, and we have some client testimonials, some good stuff on jruddy.com.
All professionally done. It all looks very nice.
Here with us today, and we're going to talk about insulation, is Aaron Brown from Energy Smart Insulation. He's a residential and commercial estimator, and you also have a radio show here on 94.3 FM The Talker, which airs on Sundays at noon to 12:30, called Energy Solutions.
Yes. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here with us. Tell me a little bit about your company, your background, please.
Okay. I've been working here with Energy Smart Insulation as a residential estimator for the last about 2 years now. And we started the company, it was kind of a fresh baby, I guess you would say, about 5 years ago. And, we just kind of, started there and just kind of went with it. Actually, the owner of our company, his name is Gerald Robb. He's actually right from Clark Summit. Originally started the business doing spray foam roofing, actually, down in Florida about 30 years ago, and then kind of just branched out and, branched out and went into the insulation field with the spray foam.
Okay. And you're a successful business. You've been doing it, and you like what you do.
Absolutely. I love it.
So, in real estate, we go into homes, we sell homes, and we deal a lot with older homes and sometimes new construction and all different types of properties. The homes that we go into, though, are the older homes, 70 to 100 years old. And, we see different types of insulation. So let's just, if you don't mind, talk about the different insulation. I thought we could start there.
Okay. Yeah. We'll talk about some traditional types of insulation. Typically, what you see in homes, especially like you're talking about pre-1950s, if there's any insulation at all,
right?
You could see very minimal, if anything. I've even seen
newspaper,
right?
Socks,
yeah.
Rags,
anything
hay.
That you could fit in the cabinet.
I
right?
found hay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. We actually we were in a house actually last week, drilling right into the walls and found charcoal for insulation. Needless to say, what's
the off factor on charcoal?
Not 100%. I'll have
to
get back to you on that.
Too good,
I would say probably not. There's no air barrier there.
Yeah, it's
no.
Like concrete.
Not yeah, there you go. But getting back to the traditional types of insulation, typically you would see, if anything, like we talked about, you're going to see a fiberglass faced or unfaced, which is your traditional type insulation, or what's like a ground up newspaper kind of deal. It's a cellulose insulation. Both of these insulations are a traditional type and are going to eliminate close to 40 to 45% air movement.
So that type you just talked about, the cellulose, is that considered blown-in insulation?
Yes, it would be. That would be a blown-in insulation.
And that's where you see those holes maybe going up to the attic and the steps and then on the sides sometimes of the exterior of the home?
Right.
Those, okay.
Right, the smaller like inch and a half holes.
Okay, and then it looks like when you're standing in an attic, to me, I always look at it, it reminds me of some like dirt.
Right, exactly. That's kind of what it is, and that's the issue with it is, just walking around through your house creates vibrations, which kind of essentially turns it to like a powdery, like a dirt,
dust.
And exactly turns
dusty.
To dust. Exactly.
Okay. Now it's my understanding, and I don't know too much about it. You're the expert, that this blown-in insulation over time does Settle.
Exactly. Or you got it. Settle. It's just, you know, like I said,
disintegrates.
You know, I mean, I don't know how many times you run up and down your steps in a day, but think about that. That causes vibrations throughout the house. You know, the wind blows, anything that causes movement or vibration, you know, your foundation settles. So, you know, what do you think happens to the like you said, the dust in your walls? You
so
know?
Then I would think that its efficiency is also dwindling when that
Absolutely.
Occurs.
The thing is, once it settles, you could have a void from 1 foot to 3 feet to even more at the top of your wall, which now you're not eliminating 40% air movement. You're now eliminating nothing. So, you know, it could definitely be a huge heat loss without even knowing it.
Okay. All right. And it's costly to do, especially on, like, I've seen them do it on a stucco building or something like that when they're blowing in insulation. And I'm sure to do that big project is...
Oh, sure. It's definitely expensive. The thing is, I don't even think it would be that the material would be expensive. It's a very labor-intensive process.
Mm-hmm. I would think. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And here with us today is Aaron Brown from Energy Smart Insulation. He's a residential and commercial estimator. What's your contact information, please?
You can reach me with any questions at, you can email me at aaron@nepaenergysmart.com with any questions. You can see our website, www.nepaenergysmart.com. All of our contact information is there. There's some videos. There's quite a bit of stuff to look at. Anything you need is on the website. If you have anything else, you can email me or give me a call.
Okay, wonderful, Aaron. Now, you mentioned about the cellulose, the blown-in insulation. What about fiberglass insulation, that pink fuzzy stuff that looks like cotton candy?
Right. Also known as batting. There's you know, a couple different names for it. Fiberglass, batting, kind of the same deal.
And they all have different R's on them with the number, right?
Yes.
Okay. Can we get into what they mean?
Sure. Yeah, the R value is more like a thermal resistance. It's all about how much heat it's going to stop. Now, the thing is with comparing, you know, foam to fiberglass, it's really tough to get into that as far as with the R value. It's kind of completely different. We'll get into that later on here.
Aaron, what happens over time with fiberglass insulation?
Okay, I mean, some things could happen with fiberglass, not like the cellulose we talked about where it could settle. Fiberglass is now placed there, so it's not going to ever turn to dust. It's not going to turn to like a powder or anything like that. It should stay there in the wall. Essentially, the only thing holding it in the wall would be your sheetrock. So therefore, it should never fall down or anything like that. But say, you know, in a crawl space or maybe an attic, something like that, where it could just be stapled right up to the rafters. You know, if it ever were to get damp or moist or anything like that, it you know, could just pretty much fall right down. And also, if it were to ever get wet, it's almost useless at that point. The
sure.
R value gets basically cut in half. And you know, what happens is water molecules will just form right through the fiberglass, and there goes your heat, your R value, everything, all the air infiltration just goes right through those water molecules, making it pretty much useless at that point.
Okay, so then this would bring us to then the spray foam insulation.
Okay.
And tell me, why does this product differ from those that we just talked about, the blown-in insulation and the fiberglass insulation?
Okay. Well, first and foremost, just to kind of compare the two, fiberglass is again placed there, and spray foam is a spray applied, designed to go on as a liquid and expand into a foam to fill every nook and cranny, every crack and crevice to seal up everything. Like we were talking about with the 1950s houses, you know, there's a lot of cracks in the wood. It's very old wood. I mean, that's basically what it's designed to do, is to get into every nook and cranny around plumbing, around penetrations, to be able to create that complete and total airtight seal.
How about a stone foundation? There's a lot of cracks and crevices in a stone foundation.
Absolutely. We can spray stone foundations, crawl spaces, you know, anything like that. Just spray right to it. You wouldn't have to have it framed out or anything like that. And that could be as a waterproofer as well for your stone foundation.
So
we did it in our basement, and it keeps the basement much warmer. It's not as damp. There's no mold, because the mold won't grow on this stuff. It's fantastic. I remember when we were doing renovations on our house, and we were all stripped down and everything was out of the walls. You could see all of these little points of light coming through the wall, and then it came in and the spray foam was done, and it was no more light coming through.
Oh yeah, sealed everything right up. Yeah.
And what it did too, it was like spraying glue on these boards, all these boards that were loose and kind of falling apart, and it was like spraying glue on the house. It was really...
Right, it's going to add a lot of structure as well too.
It was fantastic.
Well, and not only that, but from my perspective, a female perspective, I go down there and it's not like a dark dungeon. It brightened it up.
Right, because it's a light color on the walls instead of having that dark, like, black look on the
right,
walls.
Right, yeah, you have the tan color on the wall rather than the gray stone, sure.
Right, so I don't mind going down into my cellar.
It's not the dark dungeon anymore, right?
And it keeps all the dust down and keeps the bugs out, too. The bugs aren't coming through
the
walls.
Sure, yeah. We have a lot of people that do, say, the underside of their home, just a crawl space, simply to keep the creepy crawlies out. For whatever reason, they do not like the foam. They will embed themselves all day long in your cellulose and your fiberglass. You can see the holes, I'm sure, if you go look underneath your house. But with the foam, we don't even see signs of them eating it.
They can't get in.
Yeah, they do not want anything to do with it.
Okay, good. So spray foam insulates and it seals the air and it keeps the critters away, which is...
which is peace of mind.
Oh boy, I love that. Okay, so air leakage has a greater impact than R value on the performance of a building.
Correct.
Okay. And spray foam insulation is becoming the industry standard for providing maximum building envelope performance.
Absolutely, you got it.
Okay, so I did my homework. Air leakage, just here's a stat for you. Air leakage is the biggest loss of heat. 40% of cost is lost to air leakage.
Wow, that's a pretty high number.
Yeah. Now, in terms of why someone would want to insulate, it's something that does cost. It's a significant cost to do it and to do it right,
I would consider.
Okay. Now, you know, when somebody wants to do a kitchen or a bath or something cosmetically, they can see that benefit. And
right.
They can experience that benefit. Now, with the insulation, it might not be that pretty thing that would improve the home, but it is lowering utility costs and keeping the house warm and in the wintertime and cool in the summertime.
I like it because it keeps money in my wallet. I think that's a beautiful thing. You're telling me you can't see it, but I see that bank account. I like that.
But it's also what I was thinking is keeping the airflow. You go by a window, you go by a door, you go by a wall, you feel that draft.
It eliminates all those drafts. It gets rid of the air infiltration, essentially.
That's
basically sealing it up to allow no air infiltration to pass through. So what you're doing is think of your heat as your money. Your money is now getting, like you said, making an envelope in your home, encapsulating everything. So that money now cannot escape out of the house. The only time you're going to lose heat is going to be through your windows and your doors. So a lot of people wouldn't even think the savings are unbelievable.
Well, here's another stat for you. Heating and cooling counts for 50 to 70% of the energy used in the average American home. And about 20% goes for heating water. So everything else, all the other things that we do, it's 10 to 30%. So, I mean, spending money on energy used for heating is significant.
Astronomical, sure. Yeah.
Sure, okay.
Now, I just want to touch back on you pretty much hit the nail on the head there where you can't see the insulation. I tell people, specifically in new construction, granite countertops later, Formica now, if it's not in the budget, try to do whatever you can because it is a very cost-effective design and it is definitely an investment, like you said, and, it is guaranteed to pay for itself.
Well, I have to just say, we have a 4,000 square foot home. And our heating bill has, and this is the honest God truth, four years in this home, very cold winters, not so much this past winter, it was mild, but our heating bill never went over $500 a month.
Wow.
And that's because we took, my husband, not me so much, took the time and did his research, and he really felt that this was an expense that we should have, was the spray foam insulation, and we're not sorry that we did it.
Oh, absolutely.
What we did was a combination. We did an inch or two of spray foam, and the walls were big enough that we could put the fiberglass over that. So what would you call that?
That would be like a hybrid system, or like a flash and bat, we call it, like a flash of foam and then batting with the rest.
Right, that's what we did. That's the way we did it. We got the most bang for our buck.
Yeah, that's becoming a lot more common now. A lot of people want to stick with the sound detonation of the fiberglass and be able to, the peace of mind to fill the whole cavity, to have something there so you're not going to have a dead air space. And then you do have that air sealing qualities too with the foam.
All right, we're headed towards a short break. Before we do, Pat, would you review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a well-maintained three-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath home with a two-car detached garage, all on a corner lot. That's 702 Court Street in Scranton for $112,000. It has a newly remodeled kitchen and a first floor powder room. All of the important things are already done on this house. It has a newer boiler, hot water heater, roof and a newer panel box. It has a dishwasher and a garbage disposal. These are just a few of the reasons to take a look at 702 Court Street in Scranton with a large lot and a two-car garage for $112,000, and that is listed by Frank Brown of our office.
Thank you, Pat. Stay with us on the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We will be back after a very brief break.
When selling your property with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, you'll experience the gold standard. Their network is your edge, where experience and expertise intersect with your real estate goals and dreams. They know and understand you want to sell at the right price with as few worries as possible. It's reassuring to know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been guiding clients down the golden path of selling for over 40 years. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate makes your dreams a reality by maximizing the exposure of your property here and around the nation, harvesting the power of the internet. They'll shepherd you through every step of the selling process from start to finish, from marketing, the offer, the inspection, the contract, then the close. They're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and focused on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service you deserve. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Or visit www.jruddy.com, where they work to champion your best interests all the way.
You're rejoining the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, Fell Realtor.
Assistant, Pat DeFanny.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And our very special guest, Aaron Brown of Energy Smart Insulation. Aaron is a residential and commercial estimator. Good morning.
How you doing?
Thanks.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here with us.
No, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Oh, anytime. And you also do your own radio show called Energy Solutions on Sundays, and that is from 12 noon to 12:30.
You got it.
All right. So before the break, we were talking about the different types of insulation and insulations, and that's fiberglass, blown in, and spray foam insulation specifically that we talked about today, and some of the features with the blown in. Sometimes after time it settles, disintegrates, and sometimes with fiberglass it won't do the things that the blown in does in terms of, you know, you don't have to replace it, worry about it settling. But, you know, if you have moisture, things like that, you have to watch with the fiberglass insulation. Then we started to talk about the spray foam insulation and the many benefits of that. Back, you know, several years back, there was spray foam insulation wasn't, you know, this great product. It had its concerns. You want to tell me a little bit about that and why?
Right. The thing is, with spray foam being a new technology at the time, it's just like anything else. You know, you just have to get the bugs worked out after so long. They weren't too concerned about the things they would put in people's homes. They didn't really know the impact of it at the time. Where you're touching on is where there's formaldehyde and traces of formaldehyde in the foam, which essentially would just dry it out. And even over after time, you know, you're going to open your wall up. Say, somebody came in and foamed your house 30 years ago. What's going to happen is, say you come in and you want to do an addition or you want to put a new window in, you're gonna tear out some of your wall and find, you know, it's basically settling like the cellulose or turning to a powder. Formaldehyde would dry things out, and obviously not too good for people's health as well. So nowadays, I guess what you're touching on is there is no formaldehyde in any of our products. No,
it's considered a safe product. There's no ozone destroying gases or formaldehyde.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I would assume, Aaron, that ideally, you know, if someone wanted to use spray foam insulation under the most ideal circumstances, having a brand new construction and walls wide open
would be the ideal application.
Like an open canvas, sure, yeah.
But a lot of times what you do, I'm sure you do a lot of older homes, you have to go in, you have to assess the home and what the needs are and where the application, what the best place to place the spray foam insulation is, where they can realize the maximum efficiency.
Okay, there's a lot of things we can do, a lot of little areas in the homes beforehand. What I have is I have a thermal imaging camera that I can come in before and after. Now, beforehand, to come in and find where the problems are in the house, ultimately, so you're not making a huge investment, maybe if you don't have to, and then to come afterwards, after the fact, to just prove to you to show what we did. Now, what you're touching on a little bit is different applications and what we can do. you know, attics, basements, crawl spaces, things like that. And then also we have an injection product for existing walls, retrofit, for all these older homes in our area that obviously, you know, people don't want to come out and gut their walls and get a huge expense and, you know, a life event change, turn their life upside down for the next 6 months. We can come in a couple days, go from the outside, remove a row of siding, drill right into the sheathing so they can never even see it, inject the foam in their walls, take their house now from, if they have nothing, 0% of air movement elimination. If they have anything, what we were talking about, maybe 40%. So now from 0% to 40% to 98% of air movement elimination, you know, pretty much cut your bills in half in 2 days and not 6 months, and for a lot less expense.
I would think that, you know, an older home, like you said, you have walls and people are living there. You can't tear down walls to put in insulation. So I'm sure that, you know, something that's being remodeled or brand new construction is easier to do, but you go in, you do an audit, you go in and you assess the situation, figure out where they need to place this spray foam insulation, and then you tell them how you're going to go about doing it.
Right. We would go through the house from the second I got in the door, we'd go from top to bottom throughout the whole entire house, find where the problems are, and then ultimately see what's going to benefit them the most so that they make the right decision on in a cost-effective purchase.
So what do? You apply this stuff from the outside. So if the house has vinyl siding on it, you remove a row of siding?
Right. Vinyl siding would be the easiest way to do it, because it kind of, you know, pops right off, pops right back on. Aluminum gets a little tricky, but we can generally take that off and put it back on. The tough stuff is going to be your asbestos siding, where legally we can't even touch, or your wood siding, where it's very, very hard to remove. It's brittle. It'll break basically when you remove it. So a lot of times, if we do like a wooden sided house, most people, we drill either from the inside through the sheetrock, where you'd have to patch the holes, or we could go right from the outside, drill right through the wooded siding, and a lot of people are going to re-side after that. Or, I mean, you can make it look decent. I can't guarantee how great it's going to look. You're going to have quite a few holes in your house, but you could go through and, you know, spackle down the hole and then paint it and make it look pretty good.
So you can do just about any siding?
Just about, yes.
If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And here with us today talking about insulation is Aaron Brown from Energy Smart Insulation, a residential commercial estimator, who also has a radio show on Sundays here on 94.3 FM, The Talker, Energy Solutions, and that airs at noon to 12:30.
That's right after us, isn't it?
Aaron, what's your contact information, please?
Okay, if you have any questions, you can contact me at aaron@nepaenergysmart.com. Also, you can check out our website at nepaenergysmart.com.
Aaron, tell me this, and this is just a general question I'm going to throw out there to you.
Okay.
But if someone has a house, an older house, and they wanted to do one area, they wanted to insulate one area with the spray foam insulation, you being the professional, where would you tell them to concentrate in? The attic, basement, sidewalls, crawl space? Which is the most important area to insulate?
That's a great question. It really changes for every house, depending on what town you live in. If you're at the top of a mountain getting beat up by the wind all day, the walls are going to be pretty important. If you're in a row home and you have protection all around you from the wind, then your attic and your basement are going to be your most important parts. For, you're talking, I guess, the most cost-effective way to go ahead and spend, you know, X amount of dollars and see a huge return. About 30% of all the heat loss out of your house comes right from the basement rim joists, the box sill or the sill plate. A lot of times, if you walk down into your basement and you look up around the top perimeter, there's usually nothing there. I would say about 9 times out of 10, there's nothing there.
That's where I usually find the socks, the rags, and the newspaper.
Right. And the hay and the charcoal.
Okay.
Well, believe it or not, that's right where the house sits on the foundation.
Okay.
That's the seam. That's where it's exposed to the elements.
And that's where the critters come in.
Exactly. Most of the drafts, even the cold spots, you don't even feel them in your walls 9 times out of 10. Your drafts, you're going to feel on around the edge of your floor, or barely, you know, say a foot or two up your wall. That's all that basement rim joist. So, you know, we do an average rim joist for very inexpensive compared to doing a whole entire house. And you can see, you know, 30% off your heating bill that way. So, you know, it really depends on where you're located, where your house is, what's around you, what determines the most important part of the house.
Tell me this. Can you answer this? And we're not holding it to you. Just give me a ballpark. What are we talking about in terms of application? And how much does this cost?
Okay, you're talking the retrofit product?
Yeah.
Product? Okay,
mm-hmm.
This is it really depends, you know, what type of siding you have on the house. If it's 2x4 framing, if it's balloon framing, if it's 2x6, you know, there's a lot of different things. But you're a safe ballpark, you're looking between $2.50 to about $3 a square foot.
Okay. And do you, when you do the spray foam insulation and you, your application process, is there an amount that you put on, or do you, is there a standard amount that you do? Is it an inch, 2 inches, 3 inches? Is that how you
did depth.
It?
With the retrofit product, the thing is, you have to, going from the outside, there's no way to control how many inches you put in there. You have to fill the cavity. That's the, really the only way to do it, is you fill the whole thing. That is with the injection product. Now, with the spray, you know, you can do as little as an inch, or, you know, as much as 10 if you'd like. Would never recommend it. Not necessary, but we give you as much as you want.
Well, I would think that that would be very costly to do 10 inches.
Yes, and not very cost effective either.
Right, okay.
You'd get an R value of about 70 out of that one, wouldn't you?
Actually, we can touch on that in a little bit. You can get an R value of about an R60 with just about 3.5 inches of foam.
Wow.
So the performance of the foam is pretty eminent compared to anything else.
Okay, Aaron, so I think it would be fitting to ask, what's return on investment?
Okay, typically, say a new construction home, we project a 3 to 5 year return on investment. And that's where you get into a case of just recommending how many inches to go with to get the perfect, the sweet spot it would be to get that maximum performance for the cost effective design. Now, it's going to change for every case. Going to like a retrofit, we can, obviously can't guarantee a 3 to 5 year return if you're doing one wall or, you know, just an attic or just a crawl space. But going back to where the most important parts are in the house, if you can nip, you know, where your problem is, you can see a huge return on investment very quickly. Say you do a basement room joist for, you know, $800 to $1,000, and it takes 30% off your heating bills. You know, you could be looking 6 months for a return on investment. Or, you know, the same thing. It actually, we did a house actually up in Carbondale area. I believe it was Greenfield Township. Now, this is a very, very big house built about 6 years ago with traditional insulation, fiberglass insulation. And he was actually considering gutting out his whole entire walls, getting rid of everything, because his heating bills were $2,500 a month.
Wow.
Well, $2,500 a month is a, you know, an astronomical amount of money. Now, we went in and did the whole, he was going to gut out all the walls, you know, looking at a huge, huge expense here, another huge investment after building, you know, after building the house brand new, you know, obviously wishing he would have just, you know, did it right the first time, now paying for it now. We went and took his bills from $2,500 a month with this same injection product, without gutting out any of the walls, without going through all the hassle, moving out of your house and going through all that, turning your life upside down. Took him from $2,500 a month to $500. So your return on investment there, somebody like that can beat up by the wind like that, and you have a huge heating bill getting cut that much. You know, that return on investment, like I said, could be 6 months. So it really does depend on your case.
Okay. Well, that's great information. We had an excellent conversation with you today. And I know there's a lot more that I want to talk about regarding insulation and what you do. Aaron, would you be willing to come back next week?
Oh, absolutely. Anytime.
All right. Great. Thanks. We're looking forward to it. Before we close, Pat, can you review a listing?
Yes. We have a beautiful 3-bedroom, 2-bath home located on a quiet dead-end street. That's 425 Putnam Street in Scranton for $119,000. It has a very nice newly renovated kitchen, a first floor laundry room. It has a full bath on the first floor and a full bath on the second floor. It has very nice room sizes and 2 closets in the master bedroom. You listening, Jackie? 2 closets in the master bedroom.
Nice.
All right. It has off-street parking for 2 vehicles in the rear and enough space to add a garage. That's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home located on a dead-end street, 425 Putnam Street, located in Scranton, for $119,000, and that's listed by Frank Brown of our office.
And today's tip is from my Realtor magazine, the March-April 2012 edition, and the cutting-edge color. Do you know what that cutting-edge color is, Pat?
Red?
No.
Green.
Tangerine Tango.
Would have never guessed that one.
No. It's, yes.
It's orange. Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's orange. A bright, burnt orange hue. It was named 2012 Color of the Year by Pantone Color Institute.
And in 1968, too, I think.
Well, yes. Yeah. Remember those countertops? Here are ways to incorporate this color reminiscent of a sunset in a home. You can stage it with accessories, a moderate amount of Tangerine Tango, a moderate amount of Tangerine Tango. I think that's the key word, moderate. Can add just the right amount of pop with pillows, throws, or tabletop accessories. Part it with a grayscale neutral for a modern flair. You can mix it into the kitchen, and some homeowners are choosing this sunset hue for the kitchen to add extra colorful touches. And as Pantone suggests, try a painted accent wall, just one wall with the Tangerine Tango, to create a dynamic burst of energy in the kitchen, the entryway, or the hallway. We're out of time. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker, again with Jackie Ruddy and Pat Devaney.
Thank you.
Of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. If you have any real estate questions
during the week, feel free to email us at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or call us toll free at 888-399-5225.
And don't forget to check out our videos or listen to archive radio shows or view our listings or the MLS listings by going to jruddy.com and find us on Facebook. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker.